No. How a Simple Word Can Transform Your Life. Author, Jaina Kemp. We have all done it. Been indecisive when a decision was called for, said yes when we meant to say no, and found ourselves out of time, out of energy, and out of sorts. It's time to stop being indecisive and to start making clear decisions. Use the power of no model to turn your internal no to a spoken, out loud no. The power of no model is made up of the following decision points. Purpose. The purpose of a request is the statement of what is wanted or needed, why it is wanted, and how it relates to the goals to be accomplished. Consider whether the purpose is related to the organization's goals, to your goals, or to your family's goals. Options. After you understand the purpose of the request, it is time to find out what options are available to you. For example, will you hire someone or do the work yourself? When? A statement of when a request needs to be completed tells you the timing of the project or the time frame of the request for help. A when statement establishes a clear deadline for the request. Discover whether the timing of the request fits in with what you have already prioritized to do. Emotional ties. Saying no is both a logical and an emotional process. Emotions can grow from your past experiences, from your intuitive sense of how the project or request will work out, or from an unexplained sense of not wanting to do something. Emotions converge on you without you asking them to. Rights and responsibilities. Rights are the things that can be claimed as true about a situation and the things that will continue to be true whether you say yes or no to a request. During a rights decision point discussion, you can confirm whether the request is reasonable and legal. Along with the rights, learn what responsibilities you will be accountable for. Responsibilities are the legal, moral, or mental accountabilities of duties that you will be expected to live up to, deliver on, and perform. Protecting your assets. The ability to say no has an effect to all aspects of your safety. Saying no is important to your physical safety. Saying no is also a safety tool for protecting your assets. Personal assets include your mental and intellectual space, your emotional space, your integrity, your spiritual well-being, and your use of time, money, and talents, and ultimately your health. Policy of no. Policy of no statements allow you to make a decision once, and then when faced with a similar decision, you can refer to your policy. The policy of no statements allows you to quickly make a decision and move forward with more complex decision of the day. It is worse to say yes and mean no than to say no in the first place. Saying no works when you say no based on your values, beliefs, and boundaries. Being true to yourself is the basis of saying yes and no to a variety of requests, whether the requests are made by a spouse, a child, a coworker, a friend, or a supervisor. Matching the internal no to the external no. The challenge is that even when you decide in your mind to say no, you don't always end up saying no out loud for others to hear you. You think no and say yes when you don't want to look bad. You say yes after thinking no when you want someone to like you. Kids say yes when they want to say no so that they'll have friends. You say yes when you're tired and you don't have energy to say no. Creating no statements that mean no. Just because you mean no doesn't mean that others hear you say no. Make no the first word in your response. Then build a sentence that supports your no. Build a sentence that stays your no and doesn't turn into waffling. When building a no statement that means no, you want all yes answers to the power of no model questions that follow. Purpose. Does the word no appear at the start of the sentence? Options. Do you know that there are no options and no resources that help you get this done? When. Does the sentence state clearly for how long you mean no? Emotions. Have you acknowledged how you feel about what you're going to say? Rights. Have you considered your rights, responsibilities, and potential resources or the consequences around saying no? If you can't say yes to all five questions, you're putting yourself in the maybe waffler position, a position in which others will think you're not making a decision or that you're saying yes. How people say no. Your say no personality. You say no based on your personality, your life experiences, your understanding of the situation, and your understanding of the consequences. Here's how you can recognize the say no personalities. Direct. You don't add words or make excuses for saying no. There's no room to negotiate. Indirect. You mean no, but your words usually turn into a waffler. I don't think I can. Or worse, you say yes, and then don't follow through because you never intended to. Gracious. Use firm, polite, and gracious words to say no. You are considerate and respectful of the request and the requester. No thank you. Detailed. You know why you're saying no, so you share the details in your response. No, I am not committing to another project because the ones I've got are already falling behind. Inspired. You feel comfortable saying no, and do so in a way that keeps others from feeling hurt or offended. Thanks for thinking of me. No, I'm not passionate about this cause, so I won't be participating. Greedy. You say no as a form of control over the people. When others hear you say no, they seem to feel offended or hurt. No, what were you thinking? You know that it can't be done this way. No, I am not going to help you do it. The wafflers. Someone who waffles is a waffler. We've all seen wafflers in action, and perhaps even waffled ourselves. The person who just can't make a decision, or who consistently says maybe and we'll see, is a waffler. The person who mentally wavers and doesn't move forward is a waffler. Other waffling behaviors include hesitation in making a choice or committing to a direction, or avoiding a commitment to what is being said. The power to end waffling and become decisive. You can overcome waffling. You can learn how to make better decisions by relying on a series of questions that will lead you to a clear yes, a clear no, or a clear commitment to what needs to happen before you can arrive at a clear answer. When you need more information to make a decision that you will make. When you don't have authority to make the decision and need another decision or approval from someone else before you can move forward. Masters of no are masters of yes too. Masters of no know when to say no and when to say yes. Masters of no know clearly why they say no and why they say yes. Masters of no don't get caught waffling, and masters of no only say yes when they absolutely mean yes.